Booyah!
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure. You know we are sassy, classy, and trashy, all wrapped up into one.
I know that's right.
I am Karen Ashley with my dynamic duo partner, Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeffrey?
Girly, I'm waiting to see who I can piss off tonight. It might have to be you, Topher.
Oh, damn it. And Topher is here with us tonight, screening calls. The infamous Topher, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Karen?
I am good. And don't let Jeffrey piss you off tonight. I am the Switzerland. I am the peacemaker. I'm going to stand in the middle of all fights. I'm doing my Power Ranger move. You should see me right now. Too bad it's the radio.
I felt like we were at a voiceover for a minute there because I was having flashbacks.
Right, yeah, because I would go in the voiceover studio and be like, getting nothing to do for like 3 hours. Like, it was like, what the fuck? But it made sense on TV.
That's funny. So you guys were... You guys weren't actually in the costumes, I know that, but you seriously had to stand in, like, a little surround room and go,
we had to voice over all of the costume stuff, and then we also had to voice over probably 99% of the stuff you shot outside, because there'd be a plane, there'd be wind, there'd be somebody coughing. I mean, it was just anything outside the soundstage we were doing voiceover. It was horrible. Hours and hours of voiceover.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Do you regret it at all, or do you accept it with open arms?
I accept it with open arms. Open arms with a bow and a kiss. You know,
some days. Like it was, some days.
Yeah. No, most days. All the time. Like, I will always say that's going to always be probably the biggest job I'll ever do. I don't care if I have another hit show. You will never take the place of a childhood hero. Like, you can never, you know, at the time I didn't even realize what we were doing. For me, it was like, it's an acting job. I was so happy. I was on TV. I was working. You know, I was just...
Did you write all this in your book?
I'm working on
it. Oh, she's writing a book?
Jeffrey has me in a headlock to write a Power Ranger book, and I don't really know that anybody would care.
You know, you should title it called "It Should Be Unmorphed." Look at me, unmorphed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What my other friend Bob, who's my graphic artist, he's done some amazing work for my photography stuff. Like, oh my gosh, he's hooked me up all the way around. I haven't even shared it with you, Jeffrey, but I got to send you some samples of what he's doing for me. But he said that my book should be titled, "Do You Want to Boogie with the Bear?"
I said,
you know what, I might title it that, because that's like, that line made me famous.
It really did, though.
Yeah, that was like, he's like, that's the most popular line of the whole movie. And I was some might argue, but it was one of the better ones.
I don't know.
The other one was pretty good.
I liked
the one where Ivan Ooze is like kind of like holding on to the Negasonic, and you broke this thing, and Amy Jo was like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "Taking care of business," and you hit the button, and you need the fucker in the nut.
So bam. I had all the, like, good lines.
You really did.
I had all the lines, you know?
What about when he got into that thing, he went into the creature or whatever, and she's like, "Somebody call Plastic Surgeon."
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot about that one. I was like, "Wait, what is the creature? What are you talking about?" Yeah.
And Amy Jo was like, "Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick. I'm really nerding myself out here." Karen, you have to be careful. When I see you at Lexicon, I might go a little bit apeshit crazy on you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like,
it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't be
shy.
Don't worry.
I'm going to be all right.
Don't worry. Steve has taught me how to deal with crazies. I can headlock you, choke you, and all
right.
other kinds of crazy things.
Jeff is like manager slash bodyguard slash cock blocker.
And if I can't beat you, I will use my motherfucking weight and sit on your ass until the police po-po comes.
He'll just overpower you. at least he's warning us. Like, sometimes we get no warning.
I won't bum rush you or anything. I'm not gonna like run up to you and like give you a hug or anything. But if I giggle more than I say words, then just ignore me a little bit and I'll be alright.
I will. you know what's
I'll
funny though?
You
know? Like
okay.
MorphaCon 2 was actually pretty laid back. Like people were like, hey, they were hugging. It was like, I don't know, it just felt a little more laid back. MorphaCon, like, the one I went to the first time, I guess, no, this was 3. MorphaCon 2 was like I remember one guy kept trying to kiss all the girls. Like, it was like we were kind of like, watch out for that dude. He'll just try to kiss you. And sure enough, every single girl, like, they almost kicked the kid out of there because they were like, dude, stop trying to kiss the girls. Like, it was like, or they would just, like, grab you. And I was like, I'm not a rag doll. I am a human. There's blood flowing through these veins. Like, you can't just snatch me. That's just not going to be good.
Oh, I pray. Because, you know, so many people that can't make it to MorphaCon will be at Lexicon. Oh, please let there be some crazies. Because you know I love a good fight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think it's going to be...
Funny.
I think it's going to be a whole new crowd because it's definitely like the East Coast, down south people are able to make this one, you know? It's a little closer, you know.
Are you calling me a redneck? Is that what you did? You just called me a redneck.
Uh-huh.
Down south people are going to be able to attend.
I'm from Texas. I'm a redneck.
You want to know what's bad? So far, I might end up being your neighbor.
What?
Oh, my God, really?
Well, yeah, fat chance, but here's what will happen. So I entered in the HGTV Dream Home giveaway, and I realized, like, it's a skip, hop, and a jump from Charleston. It's on some blasted
island.
It's on
Kiowa Island. It's literally, like, 25 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah, so if I win that house, I'm not debating, though, because I know the taxes there are, like, dirt cheap. But I don't know. It's, like, in the marshes. I'm like, hello, mosquitoes. I'm not sure what's the best place to build a house.
No, I tell you what, where they built that house is absolutely beautiful. That land was undeveloped for many, many years. It was part of one of the, what they call in the South, secured wetlands, because a lot of South Carolina is all wetlands, which means it's all kind of like swamp area. But they built it up a lot, and it's undeveloped, developed land, like it's land where you can really live on, but because it's in such it's in a sanctuary, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Building there has a lot of like permits and stuff like that. So if you live there, you'll be one of the very few elite people that live on Kiowa Island, which is probably the richest island in South Carolina.
Woo!
Well, therefore, my problem is I probably couldn't afford the taxes on the joint.
That's why they give you $500,000 so you can afford their taxes.
Yeah,
which
but what they don't tell you
$1,000.
Is that $500,000, you only gonna get half of that.
But you know what?
If,
I look at it this way. If somebody
gives
you a dream home, then you got to figure it out.
Girl,
like, remember when Oprah gave away the cars and people were like, they didn't pay the taxes? And she was like, you got to figure that part out. I just gave you a car.
Right. I gave
pay
you the car. It's not my job to pay your damn taxes also.
Right.
Well, it's kind of half-assed. Look, it's kind of half-assed. If you're going to fucking give people a car, go there.
No.
Because... What if you gave a car to somebody who can't afford the fucking taxes? Like, come on.
They told them. They gave them a choice. They said, you can get a cash prize or you can take this car. But they all had a choice, and not one person turned down the car. Not one person. The cash prize wasn't like, okay, let's say the car was $20,000, how much was the car? Like $25,000. It wasn't like a Mercedes.
It was a fucking Saturn. It was a Saturn.
Right.
It was $15,000 top. Jesus,
right.
Mary,
okay.
And
let's
their
say
friends.
It was a $15,000 car. They were like, you can take that or we'll give you like $10,000. And
did he really just say Jesus, Mary, and their friends?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna pray for you. I just did a cross for you. You know my Catholic my old school Catholic ways came out, and I just did like a little cross for
him. I was born and raised Roman Catholic. That's why you know Jesus Mary had some friends. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they did. They had lots of friends.
Especially
so
that
friends.
One hooker there. You know that one hooker, Mary
what?
Magdalene.
Mary.
Oh. God.
Oh, we're not getting to this stuff. No.
I'm not going to piss nobody else off.
Yeah, you're working on me. See, he's trying to piss me off.
Why? It's true.
I went to Catholic school my whole motherfucking life.
I was an altar boy. I taught religion to the poor children. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I got an email. Oh boy. Got me an email. Dun. if I read it now, we're going to be in trouble.
Nope. Close it up.
Where did Ashley go?
I'm here. I think this guy just bumped my car. So I was like I'm gonna mute myself for a second and I will I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, have mercy.
Uh-oh. She's going to throw down like a hoedown. Holy shit.
I think she's going to Power Ranger pimp slap a motherfucker because he hit her Mercedes. That's the problem.
He's probably
driving
like a Pinto or
Well, she drives like a fucking bat out of hell. Don't let her get twisted. Drives like a bat out of hell. Like, she drives a little... She's really not that bad, but she does drive a little quick for me, but it's L.A., so, I mean, what do I expect? Speed limits a little more. But, there's a few times I had to look for the old shit handle. I was like, oh, okay. But, I mean, normally, like, she didn't have me, like, having an anxiety attack, so I got to give her that.
Right.
Because little Shan gives me full-blown panic attacks when she's fucking driving. Because that bitch is, like, on the New York State Thruway, which is two lanes. She's honking, swearing, fucking giving people the finger out the window, fucking swerving in and out of traffic, like... Just crazy. Like, we were in a monsoon coming back from Boston, and this bitch is, like, going 70. I'm like, are you kidding? She's like, I got four-wheel drive. Bitch, it ain't in four-wheel drive.
You're driving a fucking bug. You better
no, she, we, no, no, no. When we were in Boston, we drove her. She has a Chevy Tahoe. No, a Chevy,
okay.
What's the other one? Trailblazer.
Oh, so she best bitches? Sorry.
Yeah. And it's an all right truck. But, you know, I'm not trying to go 70. You got to drive the conditions of the road. Bitch, it's monsooning. What are you doing? I don't care. You want to kill yourself. That's your business. But don't take me with you.
Right.
Because today is not the day for me to go.
Right. My next door neighbor drives a Chevy Tahoe, and it's a beautiful, oh, God, this car's fucking sexy as shit. Like, if I had the money to drive a $70,000 Tahoe, I would. But I ain't that rich yet. But she flies around corners. Now, you know, Tahoes are fucking big-ass bitches. She flies around corners like nobody's business. And the OSHA handle is not above you like it normally would be, like in the passenger seat. It's kind of like in front of you where you have to lean forward as if you're going to go through the fucking windshield anyway. So she turns this corner, and I'm seriously grappling at absolutely nothing above me, trying to find the OSHA handle. And it's seriously, like, right in front of me. So I'm like... Scrabbing, and I grabbed the ocean. I'm like, bitch, you better slow down. Your ocean handle is in the wrong place. You drove way too fast for your ocean handle to be way up here. You got to slow down. This means you should not be driving fucking fast. Take your curves at 25 miles an hour like an adult, respectable human being. I'm just saying. To which
yeah.
I have not gotten back in the car with this girl. I'm just saying. But I fucking love Tahoe. I will flip that bitch in a skinny minute.
No.
I'm from Long Island, New York, and we fucking drive. We're lead feet people. I'm just saying.
See, I don't know if I had that kind of money, though. We had a show where they were talking about, what is it, the Maybach, what is it called? Like $7 million car. I'm like, that is just ridiculous.
Know.
If I had that kind of money, I would never spend it on a car. I said, watch me eat my words 10 years from now when I'm rolling out in a $7 million car. But I'm saying, like, it's just crazy to me. I'm like, $70,000 for something that's going to last maybe 10 years? You know what I'm saying? If you got that kind of money, I'm going to get bored after 3 years and get rid of the fucking thing. I'm not spending that kind of money. It's not going to happen. I haven't even had the Beetle a year yet, and I'm like, oh, it's got to go.
See, I've had my Fag Jag Mazda for about 2 years now. I love my damn car. I do have to say, I've been hit twice in the back by some asshole who doesn't know how to drive.
If that's not ironic, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't no bottom, but shit, my car thinks I am. I'm just saying.
Oh, he just called out his husband. Oh.
You shut the hell up. Nobody else caught on to that. Thanks a lot.
I did. You calling your husband a bitchy bottom boy.
He is not a bitchy bottom boy. I just have a fag jag that people like to tap that ass. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's fresh.
I am fresh. So fresh is a clean.
Oh.
So I was talking to Matthew today. We're over at my favorite Irish bar with some coworkers, and I, for some reason, and I fucking hate you for it, I started singing "No Toca Mi Pinga," and I was like, I fucking hate you so much right now because that's the only fucking thing that I heard. And I was like, you know what? After the show, I've got to watch Trick. I've got to watch it. So now, thanks to you, I've got to fucking watch Trick tonight.
I haven't seen
it.
She's going
to be late to work again because I got to watch a movie to which you reverence, and I'm like, I fucking love that movie.
Enter you, voila, it's showtime. Who brought the house down with the dance and the dumb ditty? I may have watched it enough to memorize the whole movie. I have this problem. I used to. Now I cannot watch a movie more than once, or I'm, like, ripping my hair out of my head. Like, I can't do it. Like, this past weekend, Joe and I tried to do a Harry Potter marathon. I made it through 15 minutes of the first movie, and I was honk-shooing. Woke up. I was like, what movie are we on? He's like, the second one. I'm like, that's it. Back to sleep.
That's damn funny.
The one that I can seem to make it through is Lord of the Rings. And I want to do the Harry Potter marathon. I really do. I just...
No. Okay. You and I are complete polar opposites then. Lord of the Rings, he's sitting under the tree, and they show, you know, the title. And by the time they get to the house, this motherfucker is asleep. This shit is fucking lifetime boring.
No, it's not. It's really good.
It is boring as shit. I don't care what anybody says. That movie is fucking boring as hell.
No, it's not.
I
don't think Harry Potter's boring. But I'm just so tired that if I lay down, I fall asleep.
You're out?
That's
it?
Yeah. It doesn't mean... I mean, now, it's gotten better in the last couple of years because before, I mean, it didn't matter. We'd all get together. I could be sitting upright watching a movie. I would be asleep. And it hasn't really happened a lot in the last maybe since we moved, so maybe a year, 2 years. Now all of a sudden, I'm so tired. The minute I lay down, like on the couch, I can't even lay down, like, you know, while the kids are napping. Maybe I lay down to watch a little General Hospital or something. I can't do it because I'll be like, oh, I know what's happening. Can't do it. There's going to be trouble.
Eyes are drifting. Hold on tight.
Gotta wake up. State's going to come, I'm going to go to jail. I got to check on babies and shit. Ain't got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I have to
sit up in the corner, and I have to, like, keep myself busy. And the one day it was so bad. Like, if I'm really sleeping in a movie, I'll get up and do, like, jumping jacks, which is just rude. And I have to make sure nobody's looking in my direction because, you know, body parts are just flinging all over the place. Everything's flapping. It's just not attractive. And then, going through that, and then, you know, when you're fat like this, you could feel shit getting pulled in directions and moving around. And it's like, you know, maybe it really is time that I fucking get off my ass and do something about this and drop 10 or, you know, 100 pounds or something. Because,
oh my God.
Honey, it's a lot of work. I get tired. You know, the man cave's in the attic, so I got to go up two flights of stairs. And, ooh, honey, by the time I get there, I am ready for a nap.
Now, you do know that I started Weight Watchers back in January, and I promoted it on No Rules, Just Mike. I'm down about 10 pounds on Weight Watchers.
Everybody that's done it, it's worked well. They've either, you know, they've lost usually amount of weight. But the problem with that is it's so much about, like, the diet and watching your food that once your body gets to that point where you're maintaining your, you know, your caloric intake, you don't lose anymore.
Right.
You have to work out.
And
now
well,
I know
right
if
now,
I just did
calories?
That, I'd probably lose a whole lot of weight. And I think that if I got skinny again, I could probably actually work out and not fucking think I was dying. but, you know, I've got this problem, too. I don't like to sweat.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweater either. I have the P90X with Tony Horton, the 10-minute trainer. I ain't got time for no 10 minutes because I am sweating like a fucking bitch.
Me and Mitch tried to do, what was it, the Synergistics or the aerobics or one of them videos.
Oh, no, fuck that shit.
Where
no,
they're
I
like
got,
swinging.
You got 10 minutes out of me, and if I last the 10 minutes, you're lucky. Because I don't like to sweat. I got shit to do. And working out in front of my fucking television is not what I got to do.
Well, we did the 40-minute video or whatever, and I think we made it through, like, 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, we made it,
good.
A decent chunk in. But, like, we looked like damn fools. We had to close the blinds, and there was a lot of it we couldn't do. And I just remember the one workout was, like, you had to get the chair. And at the time, we were in my old house, so there wasn't, like, you know, tons of room. So we had to get chairs and, like, move your legs over them. I was like, you know what? This is some bullshit. I used to do this when I was dancing, and I could actually – I'm like, this is tiring. And then they, like, doing this downward dog shit. I'm like, I'm not trying – no. And then squats and lunges. Like, bitch, look, I got bad knees and, like, a whole bunch of weight on me. What the fuck are you thinking? And he's like, just do what you can or make it work for you. I said, okay, buddy, all right.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to just pick up the remote, and that's going to be my workout when I go get me a snack.
You got to watch your shows. You got to watch your soaps.
Bitch, I got to watch my stories. We had a treadmill, an elliptical, a total gym, a bike, a bunch of weight different things, and some sit-up crunch machine thingamabobber. I dusted it off. That's my workout. Now, years ago, when I was a nanny, I, like, became a nanny and, like, started gaining weight back really crazy. So I, like, freaked out. I started using the total gym 3 times a day. I would do, like, 300 reps each, you know, time or whatever.
Did you look like Chuck Norris?
No. Well, no, I didn't. But I actually did drop weight quickly.
Hi, guys.
And the thing,
hey,
the thing with the total gym.
Did you beat the hell out of somebody?
Oh, got a little tense, but we're all right. He got to his senses.
I had to raise your helmet.
I had a crazy woman in for a second, and then he calmed down. And then he was like, okay, here's my stuff, and it was over with. So.
Right.
What do you mean you had to crazy with him?
Hang on,
I got to
do my real job. I got to screen. Hang on,
go right ahead. I was like, you know how everybody has to merge into, you know, I'm getting on the freeway, and you only have so much lane to get on the freeway. So I'm getting over. My signal, like, my car is, the whole front of my car is over, and this guy didn't want to let me over. So he's kind of going, rah, rah, rah. And I'm just like, dude, are you serious? And so I just kept going. Like, I'm just driving straight. Next thing I know, I boop, and he, like, hit me. I'm like, are you serious? Did you just hit me? Like, I'm, like, in the lane, chilling, and you just hit me, really. And so I pull over, and he's an older guy, and he's like, you hit my car. And I'm like, are you serious? There's a scratch on the back of my car. You hit someone from the back, it's your fault. And he was like, no, you were trying to bully your way in. And I go, sir, you were revving your engine at me. Really? I was bullying my way in. I'm 4 feet.
I'll be right back.
Are you leaving too? Oh, no. I'm all alone. You guys are motherfuckers. So I'll keep telling the audience my story. So, needless to say, the guy bumps me. We get out. He tries to pretend it's my fault. I call the police, and then I get in my car, and I lock the door. So then he comes up, and he's knocking on my door, and I'm, like, not looking at him. He's like, can we just talk about this? And, of course, he wants to talk about it. So I'm like, you know, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, I don't know you, and you're trying to change things up. So I've called the police, and they can see who's got the scratch on the back of their car and who doesn't. So then, like, 5 minutes, he sits in his car, and he's, like, thinking about it, and he comes back. He's like, look, I'm really sorry. Can we just talk about this? There's no reason to get the police involved. And so he has his, like, papers, and he's, like, waving them at my window, and I get out, and I go, look, I don't really have anything to talk about. We can sort it out when the police get here. And he goes, no, I'm sorry. I just, obviously I hit you. And I go, oh, so now you hit me. Okay, great. And he goes, no, seriously. And so I just was like, you know, I'm not going to argue with a stranger in the middle of the freeway, you know, I'm not going to do that. You hit my car, give me your insurance paper. So he gave me his ID, his insurance. I took pictures and got back in my car, and we bounced. So it was pretty simple, but I had to kind of crazy him. I was, like, screaming at him for a second, got in my car, locked the door.
You called the
police? I did. I called them, and so when he saw I was serious, he came and knocked on the door, and I was like, I'm calling the police. I'm already talking to them. They're on their way. He was like, he went back to his car and kind of thought about it and was like, oh, God. So
yeah, but you just fucked yourself.
What?
You just fucked yourself.
How did I fuck myself?
Because with the police not coming to the scene.
I've had a wreck before, and they didn't come to the scene, and I have the car with the scratch on the back. He hit me from the back. I got his license.
Oh, no, girl.
I got his driver's license. I got his free insurance. I had his home address. It's all good.
If he's not there to admit the fact that he hit the back of your car the minute that you submit your shit to the insurance company, he's going to start, well, I didn't hit her. I don't know what she's talking about.
I've got a really good lawyer. He don't want to do that. I had someone hit me. Trust me. Like 10 years ago, I had someone hit me. And then she tried to change, like, her story. She tried to change the color of her car. She tried to do so many things. And it was like, girlfriend. And I just sat there. My lawyer took care of everything.
That's awesome.
You know, and I may or may not even care about the scratch, but I'm just like, dude, you freaking, like, are you serious? I think it was more for me, like, principal. Like, I wanted to scare the shit out of them and go, oh, motherfucker, you're not going to bump my car, and I'm not going to just get out and not say nothing to you. You can't do that to people.
Is that shit paid off?
Mm-hmm.
You got collision?
I got full coverage.
She better.
Girl, that's a Benz. You need to go get you a check and take me on vacation.
For a scratch? Yeah, what kind of check do you think I'm going to get for a scratch? It might be $300.
On a Benz?
Like a bigger scratch on. Maybe.
That's a plane ticket. That's a plane ticket. You can come see me.
Okay.
That's funny.
You come see me, Willie.
I have Jennifer on the line. You know, when Karen was scaring the shit out of some guy who hit her car, we were talking about weight loss, and Jennifer wants to put a comment on that.
Oh, please. Come on, Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're out there with Says It Radio.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Oh, not much. I'm just chilling, listening to y'all's little bullshit and stuff like that.
I'm glad you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, girl, I got there's some bullshit, but
there's something I gotta ask you about your whole, when you were talking about the whole weight loss thing. If you don't want to I would say sweat that much. Like the Tony Horton things that Topher was talking about. There's always improvisers on that show, so you can always improvise instead of doing the whole workout.
We didn't really get to finish, but that's what we did. I mean, the total gym is really great. It's really easy. I didn't sweat. You know, it's super simple, like, easy fat person, like, weight loss technique. It's just a matter of doing it, and I actually need some replacement parts on it because I broke the shit out of it. And I was exercising, but
on the total gym. Okay.
I was just gonna say I was exercising on it, but probably not the way you're supposed to.
oh my God!
Have you ever seen how fast that thing goes up and down? You can do some things. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh my God! Oh, I know. That's how did I know this? Thank you, Jennifer. You know what? He's just a lazy ass. You can give him all the things you want to give him, and he's still going to be like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
That's how we roll. I know. I love how I bring up anything about weight, and all of a sudden it's like a weight intervention. There's like three callers on the line. Like, let's talk about losing weight. Bitch, I will get that
on the phone.
It's true.
I have a son on the phone.
He is.
Thanks, Jennifer.
It's not my fault. LaShonda is calling in also. She wants to talk to you about your weight loss.
Yeah, hit it. It's funny.
LaShonda, you're on the air.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
How you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here listening to Jan and playing my Star Ocean 3 on my PlayStation 2. So
well,
I'm
like
doing multitasking
video
game, all
at once. What's wrong with your bad self?
I don't even know what that is, but go ahead, girl.
I have a suggestion for Uncle Jeffrey. Uncle Jeffrey, what you can do, have you tried Zumba?
Girl.
Oh, like
well, no, actually, I thought there'd be a lot of fun. We were going to do Zumba classes at my house because one of my friends is an instructor, but that never materialized. I actually kept asking her to do it, and she kind of was the one that flaked. Because I'd actually think I'd like. I
love
to dance.
That.
But the problem now, too, is one of the things I've realized. Like, I listen to my little – I love the iPhone because I can use it to listen to music in the morning when I'm in the shower. And, you know, I'm always busting a move. Like, everybody's like, why are you so long in the shower? Because I was dancing in the mirror. like, I'm that fool. I'm like, I may not do drag anymore, but bitch got to make sure his lip sync is on point. So, just saying.
Believe me, I have tried Zumba, and I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, well, I mean,
oh, there you go.
I could
that's
just
awesome.
Do, this week I started the Special K, not the drug, the Cyril,
again?
Challenge.
Oh,
a bowl for breakfast, a bowl for lunch, and a sensible dinner. Well, it was going great this week until today when I got distracted, was busy, forgot to have breakfast, and then at lunch I wasn't thinking, and I chomped on an egg salad sandwich, and I was like, son of a bitch! Like, I just literally forgot and just, you know, made myself a sandwich with the children. So I was like, oops.
Well, believe me, I have those type of moments when you're just doing good and all of a sudden you just at that weak point when you're.
But it wasn't even a weak point, girl. Like, I just truly fucking forgot.
But me, it's really rough because me, I have all weight problems myself. But Zumba really does help. I'm going to be sticking to it because I've been sticking to my cereals, eating a sensible lunch and a dinner. I don't touch no snacks because snacks is my ultimate downfall.
There you go.
I don't
even
really need the snack. I binge eat, especially if I'm, like, overworked, tired. Like, I'll go binge eating or I'll just not have any kind of portion control sometimes, which is my biggest downfall. Like, it's not so much the snacks because I won't buy them and I won't eat them. And even if we buy them, like, Joe will get a bag of Doritos and eat them all in one sitting. I make that shit last me like a month. Like, the last time I go to get the last ones in the bag, the shit's stale. You know, like, you know, ice cream, though, it's a little rough for me. Like, I love me ice cream. But, I'm kind of fucked up, though, with the ice cream. I have a bowl for breakfast.
Ooh.
Because I'm a burn it off during the day.
Oh, I see.
But you know what they always say, have your biggest meal in the morning because that's one way you can also lose weight. Instead of having dinner, have your dinner in the morning and then have work all your way down to a little, you know, a small meal for at night.
You know, I always thought Toku did drugs, but now I know for sure this motherfucker smoked crack. Because he just said in the chat room, we need to see Jeff do some kickboxing. Bitch, my leg hasn't been that high up in about 5 fucking years, okay?
You know what? You put on some Britney Spears and his leg will fly that high up because he will start performing like her.
No,
but
girl.
Thing, Jeffrey, all you got to do is dance because you don't care if you sweat when you dance.
I'm telling you,
you
though, this is
it.
The thing that I've been finding out in the mornings.
What?
I physically am starting to get to a point where I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you know, it's really starting to stress me out. I can't do the things that I could before. Like, I'm realizing my body is not like, in my head, I'm trying to do this dance move and things just start moving accordingly.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm like,
Well, you know what? You then, let's see what this means. You really need to think about it, if for no other reason than for health reasons. Because
well, I keep thinking about John Candy, Chris Farley.
You don't ever want to be in a place where, well, Chris Farley was on drugs. He doesn't count. He has cocaine in his system. He has cocaine in his system. But you don't want to be in a place where you can't hang or do what you used to do because you're very vivacious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're one of those people who likes to go and do and have fun. You never want to have something like weight. You know, hold you back. Girl. And that doesn't mean you got to lose, like, 100 pounds. That just means maybe lose a little bit. Well,
no.
Think about it. Think about it for health reasons.
Go big, go home. No, I know, and that's actually has been on my mind a lot this last week.
Right.
I'm not sure why. Something happened. I read something about somebody somewhere, one of the actors. And I'm like, geez, like, you know, they're dying young because they're fat. I'm like, you know, maybe I should, like, kind of deal with this now. Or, you know, it's either there's going to be a couple different things that's going to happen. I'm either going to deal with it, get it right, or I'm going to have to go get the gastric bypasses, and then I'm really going to lose my fucking hair. Or I'm going to have to go on a cocaine diet. So, I mean, I'm going to have to pick one here soon.
Jesse Emmett.
Well, I can't really afford the cocaine diet, so that's kind of out.
Get a Weight Watcher diet. It really works. It really
I know, actually, I've been thinking about it. And I just saw, what's her puss?
Well, look at what's her
I dropped about 10 pounds so far. I dropped about 10 pounds so far in about a month. It really does work.
Look at her.
Well, when I was actually, when I was skinny,
head on a toothpick. Yeah.
And I worked at the club, the owners were a little overweight, and they went on Weight Watchers together. And the one guy, he was probably my height, like 6'1", and he was probably almost 300 pounds. And he got down to like 190 or whatever on Weight Watchers. But once he started losing the weight and he could actually physically work out, you know, he went and worked out. Because the thing is now I do 10 minutes on the elliptical or the treadmill. Yeah, no, the elliptical.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, that's better for your knees, better for your knees. Suck my booty hole is better for my knees than nothing. Because by the time I get off that thing in 10 minutes, I'm gasping for breath. I could grease a pan.
But that's the point. You got
to
get your
heart. But the point is,
but
then the problem, and then my knee goes out.
Oh, Lord. Well, put me where you saw. Do you have anybody?
That's my problem. It doesn't work like that, honey. I wish it did.
Well, go work out in a pool.
You need to drop the weight first and then start working out.
Right,
Once you drop the weight, then you can start working out.
I do. Well, this is the other problem. The next
thing is,
if y'all want to donate
to
the Jeffrey Gets
In...
What? If y'all want to donate...
It's not healthy.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh. We got to all work. We can't talk at the same time. I'm like, what am I saying? One at a time, children. One at a time.
Okay, Barbara.
Go, children. One at a time.
Fucking Barbara Walters over there, you fucking rotted bitch.
I like
her. I'm sorry.
I like her.
I hope my tone didn't offend you.
Shut the fuck up, Jeffrey. I'm going to call you this phone and strangle your ass.
I just don't understand. Can a bitch just have fun? Good Lord.
No, absolutely not.
Well, then you should get your ass hairs out of an uproar.
I actually like Barbara Walters, and that was a compliment, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Really? I'm sorry.
How do you not love someone who's done what she's done with her career?
No. I have the utmost respect for what she's done in her career.
Right.
But the thing is, like, when she would get on The View, like, you know, I saw it was fine before.
Uh-huh.
And then when Rosie came on and then Whoopi, the dynamic of the show kind of changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like she kind of didn't really fit in. Like, they're into a great conversation, and she's stopping them because for her it's too much. And I'm like, yeah, but you're a different, you know.
Right.
You're not thinking what you 18 to 34, 24 people, like, they're on that. They're doing what they need to do, and they're talking about what they need to talk about. You're trying to stop them because you are not into it, but that's going to grow. That's because you're in your 80s. And nobody cares what 80-year-olds watching on TV.
Right.
So you should probably just sit down and hush your hole a little bit and let the kids talk.
No, I totally agree with you.
Or
like,
she'll get on.
She became I'm glad she's not on there as much anymore because the show started feeling old. And I think that's when the talk came in. And I started watching the talk because it was, like, fresh and new and younger. And they were a little bit more, you know, they talk a little bit more about more riskier things. Like, they have fun, you know?
From the season Rosie came on, I've watched that show every day religiously. And it wasn't until maybe the last year, maybe right before I moved, I don't really remember. I don't watch it anymore because it got to the point, like, every time Barbara had a special on, it took 20 minutes for her to tell everybody what it was about. Or she tried to tell a story, and it was like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, my God, I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, look, I appreciate you.
And my thing was, Well, I was like, how you going to be mad at Star Jones pumping her stuff? You pump your stuff every day.
Right.
Pot, meat, kettle. Come on.
Or, like, I hate how she always interrupts the guests and it's like, no,
yeah.
no, no. Or she's, like, putting her point
mm-hmm.
of view on it, and it's like, nobody cares. Or, you
mm-hmm.
know, they're talking, they're, like, having that moment where it's, like, hysterical. And she's like, well, no, I want to get back to this. And it's like, nobody cares
mm-hmm.
about that question. What they want to know about, though, is what they were saying, and you
mm-hmm.
felt like nobody, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not
yeah.
watching The View to get breaking news. I'm watching The
so
View.
Now I'm offended, because that's what you think I do, Pecker?
No, bitch. Oh, did
Uh-oh.
She just call me a heifer? Did she just call me a heifer?
I'm staying out of this. I'm going to mute myself. I'm staying out of this one.
She just called me a heifer. Listen here.
What is a
you.
Heifer?
Oh, I was just straight about. Okay. Oh.
You got mad? You mad at me for real?
No. Okay. I'm hanging up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, we're ready. You better
God.
Hold your horses and hang on.
Okay.
Damn.
People just don't understand me. I feel like Pink. I'm going to release my second album called Misunderstood this
Please
year.
Please do.
Oh my God. No, no. Karen called you a hooch.
That's
I haven't heard
of
her a hooch in seriously
oh.
like 1998. I
oh, I thought
that.
She called me a heifer.
I did. I called you a heifer and a hooch.
Oh,
then,
well, I'm fine with both. I'm fine with both. Do you know
That's
what's so messed
awesome.
Up? They couldn't. Jeffrey doesn't translate to a name in Spanish, so everybody in my class got their Spanish name, but I didn't. So the first
Jeffrey,
year in middle school, they called me Carlos.
Jefe.
But yeah, Jefe.
What?
That was the one in
I
high
like
school, Jefe. I'm like, that's a little too close for heifer for my liking. And then I just learned to embrace it. But at the same time, when AOL came out, I have to say in all fairness, they used to call me Biggie,
AOL.
Biggie, Biggie, can't you see? So I did
okay.
have a screen name.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
And I just love your classy ways.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Out.
Wow.
I,
now we know we're
all,
on the theme song. That's your theme song.
No. In full disclosure, I did have your little screen name on AOL called Biggie Big, which that didn't last very long.
Oh. I apologize,
no
Jeffrey, if I offended you with the heifer comment.
Girl, see, this is what people don't understand.
I call girls heifers all the time. Like, that's kind of like what we call, like, bitch, heifer, gooch.
You can call
like
me
I,
names all the time. I don't get offended by names. You can usually say anything to me, and I don't get offended. But if you piss me off, that's a whole different ballgame. But I don't take it. Everybody, like, we. I have to tell you, I don't know if I should say this. I don't know if I can legally say
it.
I can't.
Say
shit.
It.
Say
no,
it,
I can't.
Jeffrey. It's already
okay,
say
there was,
it.
There's a situation that could possibly happen in my life, and one of the questions, I can't really go into details because it's a confidentiality problem. But the person was like, now, here's the thing. The problem is maybe this person might get mad and, you know, say a kind of a slur towards you. And I'm like, oh, I don't care. I don't like faggots. It's fine.
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
and that's usually what I tell people, like, especially, like, when you get in a group of people and you can tell there's, like, that one homophobe in the corner. Like,
right.
Usually I will find a way, somehow we'll get into a conversation. I'll be like, you know, I don't like faggots anyway. They all agitate my face. They all need to burn in hell. You know, it's usually that one homophobe will pop right up and be like, dude, you're a cool motherfucker right there. I can't believe that you're a gay dude. You say you don't like faggots. That's funny shit.
You
did
so well.
Oh, my God.
You
I know exactly
you're
what you're talking about. I fucking love Jeffrey Emmett. That you hit the nail
you're
on the
roll.
Head with the voice.
Yeah, I did.
It's the
yeah,
deep, it's the chalk. It's like, oh, dude, man, you're so cool, buddy.
That's my cousin. That sounds like my cousin.
But here's the thing, and that's how you end
brilliant.
Up sleeping with them, because you score points
oh,
like that, and then they love you, want to be your best friends, and then, oops, it fell in.
Jeffrey, to let y'all into a nugget of knowledge.
I'm telling
you,
that's how
you
know.
You need to follow Jeffrey Emmett on Twitter. I'm just saying.
this is the problem.
I need you to write a book on how to sleep with a straight guy. That's your
this
book
is,
assignment. Good
this
morning,
is,
bitch.
Yeah, it's not going to sell. So this is the problem. This is why I was cursed. It is foolproof. It is foolproof. I'm not sure that I've ever had a conquest that didn't work out. Just saying.
No.
Jeffrey, you better write a freaking book. right now. No. How to turn a straight guy.
There you go. Now I have to kind of get some tips from Jeffrey, because there's a straight guy. He's very much straight. He's a good friend of mine. But like, I am crushing on this guy like nobody's damn business.
You're married.
God.
You're married.
He knows and he agrees. I'm sorry. We sit next to each other like, damn. It is not easy.
Are you a swinger?
Also.
Tell the truth, Toph. Are you a swinger?
Hell no. No, I was playing one way, and that's in my bedroom, and there's only one man in that bed. However, this straight guy
this
is way. Fucking in hell.
You shut
this
the
fuck
your,
up, Jeffrey. You know my
business. This is your one, like, what do they say, your one pass?
Your hall pass?
Yes, everybody gets the hall pass. Matthew already knows he is. Well, I have two. I have two hall passes. This guy.
You're crazy.
And then David Yost. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I get two.
You're not allowed to come to Lexington.
No, I would never do that. I would never. I have the utmost respect for people.
I'm gonna tell him when you meet him. You know your hall pass.
No.
Karen.
No.
Too late. I just messaged him on Facebook.
You're a stupid bitch.
Oh, not that word again.
I told you I was going to piss you off tonight.
Oh, no. I was just joking. He might be for real.
No. I'm sorry. When I was younger, I connected to David Yost. For some reason, I thought he was, you know, he was a nerdy kid. He was always the kind of outcast. Mm-hmm. He wasn't all that athletic, and he wasn't a big gymnast. He was just kind of like the geek of the group from what Siobhan
mm-hmm.
wanted him to be. And I connected to that because I always felt like I was never a part of any group. I was always the outcast. So I connected to him, and as I grew up, you know, he was the one that I connected to. But as I got older and I started realizing, you know, what was going on down there, yeah.
That's bad.
What was going on down there?
So, yeah, David, I love David Yost. He's a good guy. Oh. We were tweeting back and forth. I'm trying to get him on my show because I know that he's really like the direct lifeline to Amy Jo. Who is, like, if I get Amy Jo Johnson on my show, I'm done. My show's over. That's it. If I get Amy Jo on my show, my show is over. That's all I want. That is my goal, to get Amy Jo on my show.
Well, then you can't have her on your show because your show can't be over. That's it. She just can't be on there, ever. Ever, ever,
no,
ever.
She's, oh, my God. But she has a new album coming out. She has a new movie coming out. I don't want to know about her Power Ranger past. I can really care less about that. I want to know about
Liar.
Her and I want to know about her movie.
Liar.
You shut the fuck up when I'm talking to you, Jeffrey.
Liar.
You going to hang up, too?
I'm going to hang up. Muted.
Oh, damn it.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. We can't
I promise
that.
I will be a respectable adult.
I'm going to pray this weekend. I'm going to ask Mama, how do you make a group of people get along? That's my question for tonight. And if you have questions for Ask Mama, you know we're about 10 minutes away, maybe less than 10 minutes away. My mom is coming on the air. We're taking calls. We're taking your questions. She is off the chain, funny, crazy, honest. She's so honest. So be sure, put it in the chat room. What are we going to ask Mama? We're just doing 30 minutes tonight. We're starting her off slow, and we want you to ask Mama. But we're really going to open up the phone lines and really open up the show. So make sure you ask. If you got a problem with a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, then you need to ask Mama. Right?
I think we have your mom on the phone right now, Karen.
Yeah, well, bring her on. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mia.
Hi, Karen's mom.
How are you?
Hi, Mia. How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's good. We're like counting down the seconds to ask Mama, and you're early. We love you.
Well, I'm here. I'm here with all your glory.
I know. So how's our
If you want a job and you want to make between $3,000 a week and more, come on down. The only
yes,
thing
I
you better
do.
Bring your kids.
Oh?
You better bring your kids because we don't have no housing.
For those
but
of you who
don't
know,
money to be made here. You know,
yeah.
Here in Midland, it's like mm-hmm. booming. You can name your price.
Right.
Oh,
if you have any expertise in.
But isn't that if you're working in, like, the oil business, the construction, like, it's really big in that industry?
Very.
Right?
CDL drivers, any kind of driver. If you don't have CDL driver, you can get that and make bukus of money.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that there's no housing. That's the only
right.
problem. But a lot of people
not
are living
houses.
In tents. A lot
what
of people are living
girl.
In tents.
You lost your mind.
Well,
no, I used to see these people.
He's about
they
to
got
run
tents,
out
but they got a fireplace
Jeffrey.
In their tent. Let me tell you, they got tents, but they got a fire. I went the other night to cut this guy's hair because I got an RV, and I'm cutting hair on my RV. And you know what? He had a tent. He says, come on in. We'll cut it in here. He had a tent that looked like it had upstairs. I'm not lying. He had a fireplace. He had it decked out, and it was a tent. I said, I'm very impressed. I said, did you order this out of the Neiman Marcus catalog? He started laughing. He said, no, I rigged it up myself.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you just got to be creative.
Yeah, obviously.
That's
you know
cool.
what?
Yeah,
I could do that. I could, actually, you know,
you
I could do that.
Yeah.
No, I could make a chicken coop look like a million-dollar mansion.
Mom,
did
I
you
could.
Hear about
I could,
the
I would live very comfortable there.
Did you hear about the HGTV, the house that they have? That's,
yes.
It's the new dream house. I got to sign you up. You know my mom calls me
yes,
every
sign me up because
single
if we win
year,
it, we're going over there.
And I have to sign,
every year you sign me up.
Every single family member up for the HGTV dream home. So, Topher, we might
yes.
be your neighbor.
Hey. You guys need to be my neighbors because I am fucking amazing in Charleston, I swear. I would love
you can
to
come
have,
over there and have enchiladas for breakfast. If we
oh,
get that
enchiladas. My father is my father is Honduran, so
ooh.
he makes a lot of enchiladas, tamales. He likes oh, my father makes a lot of good food, papusas. My
I
father
love
is
to cook.
I
yeah.
love you some papusas. Oh
so,
no.
So mom, if you had to name your top three dishes, what would be your top three dishes?
My top three dishes would
yes.
be breakfast.
Okay.
There's no dishes there because you know how I fix a breakfast. It's like a meal.
No, but like your top three meals, like not like what would your meal be? What's your best cook? Like the dishes you cook?
Okay, lasagna.
Oh.
And
okay.
then I make the best enchiladas
mm-hmm.
and the best caldo.
Yes. You know caldo.
You know caldo.
Caldo is
like and the best menudo and the best menudo.
Yeah, best she makes the best menudo. Yeah, that's true. Gazo is like a soup. It's almost like a vegetable soup, but Mexican style. You can have it with meat. You can have it with chicken. It just depends, but it's like vegetables.
But it's got a lot of veggies
like,
in it, and it's delicious.
The broth is like, oh my god, you want to drink it and bathe in it, all of it.
Right.
Oh my god.
My
he
father
makes that
makes
when
it,
you're
but
sick.
Then He puts sautés meatballs with flour, and he puts it in the soup, and it's albondiga soup.
Oh, yeah. I've had that.
I love
here. I've had that here in L.A. I never had
so
it before in Texas.
Mm-hmm. I can make caldo with pork. I can make it with chicken, or I can make it with beef.
Right.
And it comes out delicious.
Can you adopt me? Like, I need to adopt me because, oh, my God.
Right. Mom,
that
Jeffrey
awesome.
Wants to come, and he wants to come just for the breakfast, because I sent him a picture of the breakfast you made me when I was in Dallas this last time.
Yes. Okay,
right,
I told
Jeffrey?
Him he could come. He can stay in my RV. I've got a place for him to sleep. He can
my
sleep in my RV.
Salivating
you
so much, I couldn't
even speak. He was just out there tonight drinking beers, and I told the guys, I said, because I had these guys come work for me today, and I told these guys, I said, we can only drink till about 8 o'clock because I've got a talk show. And we got
to
go. I got
to be drunk on the radio.
But we were in the RV. We were in the RV. We were just drinking and talking. And
but the RV doesn't keep you from getting drunk. This is your first day at work. You're not supposed to be drunk on your first day at work.
I'm not drunk. I didn't drink. Oh, I was drinking water. They were drinking.
Well, that's no fun.
Because I told them I want to be sober. I don't want to be drunk. I don't want to say nothing that my daughter will say, Mother, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, no, that's what I want to hear. That's what
anyway.
I'm trying to hear.
I'm going to do that anyway.
You come to my house. You come to my house. We always have beer and wine, and we have food. Yes.
Oh,
we can cook inside
food.
Or we can cook outside.
Karen, what was the next
cook
trip?
In the RV.
Huh? What's the next one, Jeffrey?
If you,
I think we have to skip Lexington and just go right to Texas.
Just come to Texas.
How many's in the party? How many's coming to Texas? If y'all would come, how many would come?
Well, I'm going to Odessa in June, so I'll put it out there. My family reunion is in June, and my niece is graduating, and I got to go back to Odessa to see my mama. So I got three events. So June, I think it's the first week in June, June 8th or something like that.
You can bring your radio wife.
Hey, you know what? If you come,
you gotta come on, Jeffrey.
Mom, if you
Jeffrey's
come, Jeffrey,
my radio
let me
wife.
Tell you, Jeffrey. Let me tell you, Jeffrey. If you come over here, we're gonna go on a trip on my RV.
And I know that's
right.
Have
so much fun. We're gonna go camping one night somewhere.
She's a baller. She's a baller, Jeffrey. She's got an RV, a Corvette, and what else, Mom? You got everything.
And a truck,
like and a truck. She's a baller.
Hey.
Okay, Mom. We've introduced the audience to you, and I know they have some questions. We're gonna start with Jeffrey because I know Jeffrey has a question for Ask Mama. So Jeffrey, go ahead and ask Mama.
How do you deal with troubled coworkers?
Give us some examples. What do you got going on?
Like, let's say you've got a coworker who does not do their job properly, but then seems to think it's okay and that you're an asshole because you're upset that they don't do their job properly and they can't understand why that would be a problem.
Well, this is what I would do. I would have a meeting. Mm-hmm. I would have a meeting with that person, and I would just tell them straight up, baby, this is the way we're running this show, and if you don't like it, there's other jobs you can get. But this show is going to be run the way my job, this company is going to be run. If you're the boss, it's going to be run my way. Or
Jeffrey, you are the boss.
He
said you are the boss.
No, I am. Look,
you know what? Jeffrey, you got to nip it in the butt from the get-go. You got to show them who's boss.
Mom,
you can be friends. You can be friends, but then you've got to be the boss. You're the main chief. You're the chief of the thing. So you've got to lay out the thing.
I'm the team, but that's a whole other story.
Jeffrey, let me tell you what. I had a salon, and I had 13 people working for me. And those 13 people worked for me 13 years till I sold the salon. And I never had a problem with any of them, because I set the rules from the get-go. And that's the way it was done, and it didn't matter. And I was cooler than everything. I was the best. That's why they stayed with me 13 years.
Yeah.
But I told them, these were the rules. You cannot bring if your husband comes over here, you cannot have no drama here with your husband. Another thing, you can't bring your kids over here. They can come for 30 minutes to an hour, and then they got to go. Because this is a salon, and this is how we make our money, and our customers, we're catering to them. They come over here to enjoy their time in the salon. So if you don't want to have no instructions, and that's the way it was. And you got to pay me my rent on Friday, no hells or buts. If not, you're going to have to go find somewhere else that give you credit, because I do not give credit. I've got to pay my bills, and you got to pay me my rent. There's no borrowing supplies. There's no borrowing supplies. I would always say, every week, we had it one cabinet, and I said, whatever you don't want, put it in that cabinet. Put it in that cabinet. And whoever runs out of whatever you use, whatever in that cabinet, that stuff is free. Everybody had to donate something every week for that cabinet. And you know what? We never had problems. We had a jar in the back, and everybody donated money in the jar, and we always had beer, wine, food, anything you wanted to do, you had fun. My salon was the best salon in Odessa.
Yeah,
and we never had no problems with employees. I never had any problems with them. And then another thing I used to tell them, you can't come in here without your hair being done or your makeup. We're selling back, so you got to look it. And everybody looked right. And I never had any problems. I had the same the same workers for 13 years till I sold my salon.
Okay. Okay, Mom, I have a question. I need to ask Mama something.
Okay,
Mama, what do you do when your coworkers are fighting and you're always having to be the peacemaker and you're kind of stuck in the middle?
Holy shit.
same thing there, yeah. You just got to.
You have the meeting, right? Look here.
You just tell them, look, this is a place of business. We don't have drama here. We all have to get along. And if you can't get along, you need to go find another job. Nip it in the bud. Just say it. Just come out and say it. It's like I tell everybody. Always tell the truth, and you will never get in trouble.
See, that's funny. That's what I said.
If they can't handle the truth, well, then too bad. Cause that's
people just need to move on. Get to stepping.
Yeah. Okay, so Topper, do you have anything you want to ask Mama? Before we go to some callers.
So, who's the... So, Mama,
what's
the
next question?
I have a question.
This is
Topper, Mom.
How do you make your tamales? I have to ask, because my father does not know. How do you make your tamales?
My tamales. I usually cook like pork, like a roast. And I get, like, two or three roasts, and I cook them. And then I cook them in the oven. Like, I roast them or I cook them outside on my grill. Either one.
Right.
And I cook them, and then till they're just tearing apart. Then, if, like, my neighbor this year, he gave me some deer meat. And I have it there, and I sometimes cook deer meat. I cook deer meat, and I mix it with the pork. Only
let's just keep it to pork, well, let's keep it to pork.
Okay, well, pork. Okay, well, then, and then you cook your meat. Okay, then you do your chile, and it's got to be the pong chile. That's what we use here in Odessa. And it's, like, either hot or mild, and you cook that. Okay, then you cook your chile,
you
and then you mix
it,
your
right?
meat
you
with...
You boil
the chile, and then you put it through a blender, and you're going to make a lot of chile because it's going to... However many tamales you're going to make. Okay, when you cook your meat, you put your meat with a chile.
Right.
Okay, you mix it up. Then you've already got your chucks in the water. They've been in the water all day. So when you get the chuck, you get it, and you put the masa. And you can buy the masa already made. And when you get the masa, you just put some chile in the masa, you know, like, and make the masa, like, thin. You can't make it real thick. Put some chile in the masa so the masa will be red. Okay, you get your shell, and then you just cover it with the masa. And don't put a lot of it. You don't need a lot of it. And then put your meat in the middle, and then fold it in there, and fold them, and stand them up, and then put them in a pot that has like a steamer. And
like
that's how you cook your tamales.
A double broiler, kind of like where it's
like a double boiler,
bottom,
like that.
And then you have the tamales on the top.
Yeah, because the steam's what's gonna cook the meat. I mean the meat's
masa.
Already cooked in the meat. It's gonna cook the steam's gonna cook the masa. Okay, but the chicken, if you want to make chicken tamales, you can do your chicken, cook your chicken, everything, chicken or turkey, whatever you want, and then add green chile to it, green chile. And then when you make your chicken and you got the green chile, and the way you do it, you cook your chile, you boil a bunch of chile, however hot you want them. And then you boil them, you get them, you put them in the blender. When you get them in the blender, you put your chile over your chicken. On the chicken, when you cook your chicken, you debone it, make it in all little pieces. Okay, then you put the chile on top of the chicken, and then if you want to put cheese in there, you can put the white cheese or the yellow cheese in it, and then roll it up in the same. You're gonna go through the same thing. Put your masa on the chuck, and then you're gonna fold it in, put it in the thing, and they're delicious with green chile.
Right.
Oh my God, Emily loves them.
I know. You're gonna make tamales. The best way to make tamales is have a tamale party, because then you can have your beer and your wine.
Because you're gonna
get
a lot of people
that's
gonna be helping. By the time you finish, you gotta buy a bottle of tequila, because that's what you gotta have at the party. Some tequila that's kind of warm in it from Mexico. That's what we had this last time. Oh, dude, we get messed up. You should have seen the last tamales we had.
Ooh.
Oh, but they were delicious.
They were all cooked.
And then you know what? We made pork tamales, we made chicken tamales, and I already had everything done. So when they came here, they just sat down, poured them a shot of tequila, and we started spreading. But the meat was that we even had bean tamales. The beans,
oh,
man, they were delicious.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take a caller because I know there's somebody on the line who wants to ask Mama something. So
okay.
Topher, we got somebody? Where's Topher? Maybe he's screening. He might be screening. Okay, I'll ask you another question.
What happened?
I don't know. Where's Topher? I thought Topher was bringing out someone, so maybe he was in the screening room or something the call.
Yeah, I was screening for Jennifer. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Topher,
who's on the line and who wants to ask Mama something?
We have Jennifer on the line, and Jennifer wants to know how to get over a crush that's engaged.
How do you get over what?
A crush? Somebody that you have a crush on that's engaged to somebody else.
Girl, you better leave that man alone.
Great.
He's already been asked for. That's what I think. He's already got his little chunk. He's engaged. There's no change in his mind. He already knows what he wants.
Right.
And I don't think, and even if you got him, he'd always go deep on that with what he had before because he's just going to just have fun with you. So don't go there. That's what I would do.
Oh.
I second that motion because if he wanted to be engaged, he had plenty of time. He had plenty of time to get engaged to you. Okay, everybody say aye, like Topher said.
Aye. All right.
I agree. Woo, that's a tough one, Jennifer. I can't give you no. I can't. Mm-mm. You got to let that go.
You know what? It's like this. Look, whether it's a man or a woman, when you have your partner, and even if you're not married, if you just have a partner, okay, if you ever find out that partner has messed around with you, this is my deal. Why do you want that nasty thing back? And that's one thing I always say. I don't share that department. When somebody betrays me and they do that, I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want to see it because it wasn't mine to begin with or when it gone over there.
There
that's
you go.
The way I look at it.
You got to understand that. Good advice, Mama.
Yes. I live by these rules. I mean, I've just done it, you know. No matter how much I loved them, no matter how much, but when they did that to me, you're not mine. Get away. I don't even want to look at you. It's it. There's no turning back. No matter how much
you
cook, it don't matter. I don't know if you're dirty.
About cutting a man's manhood off if he cheated.
God, I don't know.
Okay. You mean his little weenie?
Yeah, you know, girl, like he been a bad boy. Like that one bitch, she was badass. She cut his dick off and put it in the garbage disposal.
No.
Oh,
look,
no.
I mean, did they do it on purpose or just?
No, they did it on purpose. You cheated on you? They did it on purpose. Like this woman's going to jail.
Oh, no, she needs to go to jail because that is a big sin. You don't let somebody tell them what she's going to do. You know, even if you buy a pretend one, it ain't going to work like the real one. She needs to go to jail.
You know what?
Because I wouldn't want anybody to do nothing to my little twat. I'd enjoy that my little diamond.
Oh my God. Jeffrey, why did you open up this can of worms, Jeffrey?
Karen,
it was a good
your
question,
mother is
actually.
Joe
it
Rivers.
Really was.
Oh my God.
It's
your
a
mother
good
is Joe Rivers. I love it.
Has Ashley always been this shy about sex?
Oh
and
God.
Yes.
Misses. I gotta go.
Yes. You know what my girls tell me? You know, when I try to give them advice or I try to tell them something, mother, we don't want to know about your adventures. We do not want to know. We don't want to hear about it. I said, but you need to because you know what? That way you won't come to this problem, you know? They don't even want to discuss it. They never have, all three of them. Like if I try to tell them something, like give them advice on it or whatever, and that's one department that I really can't go there. But my mother used to tell them the same thing. But you know what? With me, you know, me and my girls, we're like best friends, and if they say I don't want to talk about it, we don't talk about it. But you know what? That's one of the things that they don't ever, all three of them don't want to discuss. Maybe the middle one, maybe more Debbie, because she's, but Gina and Ashley, mm-mm, nothing. Can't even go there.
And if you haven't realized, my mom calls me Ashley, so she doesn't go. I doesn't go by Karen. My name, I'm Ashley to her. So if you haven't already realized,
that's true. Yeah. Well, everybody's got a name in my family. Everybody's got a baby name, and that's what I call them. And you know, everybody does. And even my friends, all my friends, they got a. I don't really call them by their name. Sometimes I give them my own little name.
Me too.
That's just a special thing that I have a bond with my kids and my friends, you know, my real
right.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, you know? Your names are nice. Your names aren't always nice.
No, my grandmother who since passed away, she used to call me Mijo. So
that's what I call my
love
kids.
When you call Karen Mija.
And I call y'all Mijo. I call if
Mijo.
I'm talking to y'all Mijo. I call even my workers. Like tonight. There was a guy that was older than me, you know, working for me, and he said, "Why do you always call me Mijo? I should call you Mija." I said, "Hey, you all guys are my Mijos because I can't remember all your names." And so that's the way I say it. Get out of trouble. I don't know their names. Mija. Hey, you won't get in trouble by saying that they feel special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey is my Mijo. That he is for
no,
sure. My Mijo.
No, he's not a ho.
He's Mijo.
Mijo.
That he's my Mijo for sure. Ain't that right, Jeffrey?
Sure. Sure.
Mom, do you know that I wear the pants in this relationship? Jeffrey's
you
my
does.
Radio. He's my radio wife. I used
oh,
to say
really?
He was my radio husband, but I'm like, you're not my radio husband. You're my radio wife. I'm the husband.
Oh, no.
Hey, Karen can be, she can be kind of bossy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the bossy.
Karen
uh-oh.
Can be
yeah.
kind of bossy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's scary. We got into a fight once. She had her finger going and her hoop earrings were shaking like a son of a bitch. I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. You don't want to get her going.
You know what she calls me when I start getting mad? You know what my mom calls me? She calls me Reverend Jackson.
I said, okay, Reverend Jackson, let's calm it down, girl. Let's calm it down. But she gets on and on. She sounds like them preachers, you know. And I used to go to the church with her daddy at the Baptist preach. And I said, man, you sound like them preachers, you know. They go on and on. Listen, let me tell y'all something funny. And my friend Calvin, he's been my friend forever. And he's the one that showed me how to ride motorcycles. And he lives like in the alley behind my house. But I go over there sometimes and drink a beer with him and talk with him and his wife. And his wife's kind of, she's real young, but she's kind of old-fashioned. But he's older than me and everything. But he's like so cool and everything. He always, you know who he reminds me of? What's his name? What's that black artist, Ashley? That was in the black show. What's his name? Oh, I'll think about it. But anyway. Oh, and that man always smells so good. He always dresses so cool and everything. But he said, one of my friends died, and he's a preacher. And he said, Vine, are you going to come pick me up in your Corvette so we can go to the funeral? I said, nope. He said, why not? And I said, because I'm not going to go to the funeral. I said, I'm going to go see him at the funeral home. And I already done said my rosary and everything, done prayed for him and everything. I said, I even went to his house before he died and prayed for him there. I said, the reason I'm not going is because, you know what, you guys, he was a preacher. We're going to have like 50 million preachers up there, and they're all going to want to say something. Then we're going to have all these girls that want to go over there and sing all these songs because, you know, they want to say their go-away song. I said, you know what, that'll be a four-hour funeral. I cannot do that. I'm too hyper. I will have to get up, and then I got to go pee, and you're going to get mad because I have to get up.
It's like Whitney's funeral. That shit was
all day. I will wind up leaving you at the funeral. I said, because I can't hang 4 hours at no funeral. You don't know these people, man. They just go on and on and on. And then you know how they do. They have to view the body, and that takes like 2 hours because everybody in the and the world is going to be standing room only in that church. Everybody's going to want to go see this dead man. You know? And then she, you know what he told me? You know what he told me? He said, "Well, it's that demon in you. It's that demon in you." I said, "No, I ain't got no demon in me." I said, "The girl," I said, "I ain't never had no demon in me." I said, "It's just that y'all hold church too long for a funeral." In the Catholic religion, 45 talks. We're in an
45 hour. Minutes. 45
minutes.
Mom, what do you think you need to give God and more than 45 minutes of your time?
And then, no, and then it takes. And then it takes.
We got to go. We got to go. Somebody, who is it?
All right, we have Stan on the line. Stan, you're on Uncensored Radio with Mama.
Stan.
Hey, Mom, how you doing? Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Found,
how are you doing?
What are you supposed to do with it?
When I what?
When you find true love, what are you supposed to do with it?
True
when
you
love?
Find tuna?
When you find true love. Real
when
love.
You find true love. True love. Oh, when you find true love, what are you supposed to do with it? Is this Stan? Stan?
Yeah, this Stan, Stan.
Mom, he wants to know when he's found true love, what does he do with it?
Well, you find true love, and you're really, really in love, and then, you know, how you know it's true love, it's every time you get near that person, it's just like going to send chills all over you, and you just want to be with that person forever. You just hook up with them and get with them. If that's who it is, it is your love, get with them.
That's what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. You're supposed to get hook up with them and just be happy with them, and just if it's a woman or a man, just have on, have at it.
And Stan, you're supposed to love her forever and ever and ever and treat her like a queen. Especially if she's like 4'11 and has a big mouth.
If I treat her like a queen, is she going to treat me like a king?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's going to be the same way. If she don't treat you the way you treat her, that's not your true love. But then by the time it's true love, you should already know how she's going to treat you. That's one of the reasons you love her and you fell in love with her and she's your true love because of the way she treats you. It's not about, that's got to be the main thing, how she treats you. And she treats you like that all the time, not just any time.
You especially love her if she's got a cute little boy named Nicholas.
Oh, yes. There you go. Thanks, Stan.
I feel like
so
this is an inside job.
I know.
You,
Stan, by the way, Stan is my sister's boyfriend.
You know what? And this is what I was going to just say. When I tell all my friends, and everybody that knows my daughter, and I tell them everybody, I said, "Oh, my God, you know what? My daughter just finally found the man that I've been praying for and wanting for her. And she's got the man that I've been praying for and wanting for her. I'm still working on Debbie's, but it's not coming around." But you know what, Stan, I tell everybody that I love the way you treat my daughter and the way she treats you. You both look so much in love. I think y'all are going to be together till the day you croak.
Oh,
that's how I see it. I've never seen her this in love. I've never seen her this happy. I've never seen everybody. Everybody's coming around. Christy's coming around little by little, but she'll be there. You're gonna be her best stepfather ever.
Uh-oh. We got another caller. Who is it?
We have Micah on the line. Micah, are you on the radio with Mama?
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Hey, this is Micah.
Hi, Micah. What do you
want to
ask Mama?
Oh, yeah. When you talked about the funeral earlier, I was saying funeral is the best time, is the best thing to go to. That's where you get all the good food, good singing.
There you go. See what you're missing out, Mom? You're missing out on the good food and the good singing. Micah just wanted
I
to know
it.
That. You know Baptist funerals, and you know they have good food,
they are,
good
they are, but look, this is the thing. I can do funerals and all that, but I'm like real hyper. Ashley, am I real hyper or not?
Very.
I can't sit long for too long. And if I'm fidgety, and then, you know, and then at the funerals like that, they just go on and on and on. You know, go up there and say what you're going to say about somebody and then get off and go on. But they want to like their day on. Everybody's like, it's their day up there with a microphone. phone and they get all crazy and they go on and on and on and on. Come on, get off and let somebody else get on there and let's get the show on the road. But they go on and they do it for too long.
What if they miss that person? They want to say something. They never had the chance to say it. What if they miss them? What if they miss them and they want to go on and on about that person because they miss them?
No. They gotta. So it's like when you get an Academy Award and you get up there, you only got 2 minutes. Same thing in a few. Get up there and say what you're going to say and get off. Let the other one get off. We only got a certain time limit to do it. You know what? Because we can't get on and go bury this man. I'm telling you. And see, look, a Mexican funeral, a Spanish funeral. This is the way it is. You walk in the church, you got the mariachis, the music is going, and you're hipping up in there. From the time they bring that coffin out of that, they're bringing it in, they got music. Okay, that's
yep.
going to cheer you up because you like that kind of music, okay? You know what? And then you go in the church, and then they play that music and all that. And every time, they don't overdo it. They only can play the music at certain little times and get it done and let's go. And then they do the priest does all that. And the priest, in a Catholic funeral, not very often do people go up there and talk about the people. They usually do it at the rosary the night before. When they have the rosary, people get up there at the rosary. And then that's cool because at a rosary, everybody's out there partying. They got drinks. They got beer outside of the funeral home. Everybody's partying. And then you go inside. It's like a party. Everybody's up there talking about the dead person and everybody's singing and everything. But you can come in and out. At the camp, and then the next day it's the funeral, and then you got to nip it in 45 minutes because you only got so much time because that priest, he's on the clock. You know, and most Mexicans, they ain't going to go over the clock. We're only going to get this to so this one.
We
got to get
that
game.
I'm telling
you, that's the way it is.
He's on the clock. I don't like that.
I'm telling you.
So tell me, when God forbid the day comes that I've got to bury you, lady, how do you want me to do these things? You want me to 45 minutes and out?
This is what we're gonna do at my funeral. Actually, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna die and everything, and then I'm gonna get cremated real quick because I don't want nobody to view my little corpse. Because I know
nobody
that I have probably not have my hair up and my head, my makeup and all that. So just throw me in the barbecue pit, get my urn and all that. Next day, we're gonna have a little service wherever the hell they cremated me. We're gonna have the service there, and then from there, we're gonna have two or three limos that carry all my friends that don't have motorcycles, and then the rest of my friends that have motorcycles, they're going to carry my little urn to Fort Stockton, Texas. We're going to ride around Fort Stockton and just throw my ashes over there, and then we're going to come back to Odessa, and the party's on over here at my house. We're going to have open bar. We're going to have music. It's going to be on because I already paid it on my little insurance thing. That's what it's catered for. For all the little parties.
No, that is
well,
awesome.
Mom, yeah, I do appreciate you paying for the party, the after party. I do appreciate
it. I got on my little policy thing that I got at the funeral home. It's for three limos, and you better pack them in there. They ain't got no block, and they want to ride. They can ride their car, the three limos.
I'll get the Hummer limos, Mom. That's just like 30.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can get those.
I can get the limo with, like, the stripper pole in the middle. Is that okay?
Hey, we can do it all the way up there. You know, you've always wanted to be a dancer, actually.
I used to tell her, when I was a kid, like, as young as I can remember, this is what kind of crazy relationship I have with my mom, but I used to tell her, well, Mom, if I don't make it in the entertainment industry, I'm going to become a stripper, okay? She'd be like, okay.
I said, okay. We'll move too. I said, if you're going to be a dancer, we got to go to Atlantic City, we got to go to Vegas, or we got to go to New York. We got to go where there's a big bank. I'll be your manager.
I already had one of those. Jeffrey pimps me out enough, Mom.
Well, you know what? I have a round table in my patio, and I've always wanted a pole there. And before anything, this summer when I get it, I'm going to have a pole because I love to dance on that table.
Would you take a stripper class, like one of those classes to learn how to do work on a stripper pole? Because they have them.
I know how to do the stripper pole. Girl, I've done it. I've been doing it. I do it at the biker's rally. I always win money. I'm the best. And I have to take my clothes off. One time I was at this rally, and there was these two girls up there. I'm not going to say what color they were, but there was these two girls, and in my clothes only.
You can't, yeah.
Black women can know how to move their, you know, they know how to move. Okay, there were these two girls up there, and then my friend said, "Wow, you can do better than that. Get up there." And I said, "No, I don't want to get up there." And they said, "Go on, have a rhythm." I got up there, and I won $500, and I didn't have to take my clothes off. So when I go to the rallies, that's one of the reasons I go, is I go to dance, to win me some money.
Oh, my goodness.
It's free tax money. Well, I mean, I don't take my clothes off, but I know how to shake it. You know, I do that shit.
I'm not co-signing if you know how to shake it or not. I'm just gonna leave that to the imagination of the audience.
You go. You know what equipment is to dance in the pole?
Who
you? You know what the definition? Huh?
What is it?
To dance on a pole is like you're making love to it. But you gotta do it with the beat of the music. That's how you do it. You do it like you're making love to the pole, but if you're doing it to the beat of the music, and it's just so easy.
I think I need to
know
what you
like. Oh, my God. My day is complete. I fucking love this. This is awesome.
This is hell for me.
This is the best thing ever. I love it.
We're almost at the end of Ask Mama. Mom, we've got 4 minutes left. We need a final thought from you. We just need one final thought. And we've just given them a 30-minute taste of what Ask Mama's going to be. It's going to start becoming part of our Uncensored Radio Showcase. It's going to be every Thursday at 9 o'clock. Right now, we didn't do it tomorrow because tomorrow's obviously Valentine's Day. But so it's going to be starting next week every Thursday, 9 o'clock Eastern. No, wait, is it 9 o'clock Central Time Zone? Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock Pacific. So, Mama, one final thought, one just little bit of advice. What do you give us going forward in the week? What do we need to keep on our mind going forward in the week so we have a good rest of our week?
Just stay focused on what you want to reach, the goal. It's like me. You know what? Every day I get up and I say, I'm going to make some money today. I don't ever put an amount, but I give it hell trying to get there. And it's not the amount all the time. It's just the experience of the people. And you know what? It just, when you're working out there and you give it your best, it's going to come to you. Like, you just have to have positive energy, and it will come because it's going to come. And whatever you do.
It's going to come to us, Jeffrey.
Look, today, this morning, I told my dad, I've got to make some money today, Dad. And he says, well, you know what you got to do. So I got in my truck, and I started calling people and stuff. Before you knew it, I had sold a chair that would have been in my store forever. I sold it today. I sold a bunch of pants. I did some hair. I came over here, and I started having the guys work in my backyard and stuff, and it was all wonderful. And I wasn't, you know, I didn't have a certain amount to make, but I knew, I always say, I got to make something today. I got to produce. You know, I cannot just sit here and not do nothing.
Wow.
Every day's got to be constructive. Even if it's got to be constructive, it's got to be a positive day, no matter what. You just got to keep that in your mind. And don't let nobody
know. Karen, we need her. You're on your management team. I'm not going to lie to you.
I love her.
She's momager number one. You know she's already there. You guys will make sure. Oh, man. Well, Mama, you did a great job tonight. I can't wait for next week.
I enjoyed it. It was the easiest job to do. I can look from looking forward to next week.
And one day we'll be able to pay you for doing it.
I don't care. You know what? One time, Ashley told me this one time, and you know, my little girl, I take all my daughter's advice. It's not just because I'm the mama. They're smart, too, you know. And sometimes you need advice from your children. You have to listen to them, too, not just you tell them stuff. But I don't have to tell my girls very much because they're pretty smart. But, no, one day Ashley, she was going to go do a gig, and I said, she said, we're going to go dance over here, na, 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 na. And I said, well, where is this going to be at? And it was far where they had to go dancing. I said, well, actually, how much are y'all, they going to pay you? She said, Mom, it's not about the pay. We're going to be on stage over there at the, you know what? And I said, yeah, but we got to think about the money, the gas and everything. She said, oh, we're going to make that later on, Mom. I said, okay, well, let's get in the car and let's go. I think about that all the time. And she gives all me right. advice, and I take it. She's my littlest girl, but she's smart. She's smart because she was listening when I was used to tell her stuff. All my girls, that's why they're so smart, because they know street talk. They know how to, they know everything when people are just trying to, I told my mother, if nothing else, I'm going to teach these girls to survive. There's nobody going to make fools of these girls. No way, Jose. And they don't, because they're pretty smart. All of them are all smart.
And if that's the end of the show, guys, we, everybody, stay focused and don't let nobody make no fool out of you this week. No way, Jose. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, lovies.